Originating in idealist, anarcho-capitalist, and libertarian communities with a vision of cyber-utopia, free from government and corporate controls, cryptocurrencies have since descended into a dystopian Wild West status. They now flourish among speculation, scams, hacks, and spectacular market crashes. Despite high-profile proponents, notably Elon Musk, investing in crypto has always been risky, and the last 18 months have been a roller coaster ride for investors. Last year, FTX, one of the big three cryptocurrency exchanges, dramatically collapsed, taking at least $1 billion of customer funds with it. While they might seem fun, some catchy additions to the crypto roster are highly risky investments. Shitcoins are cryptocurrencies with no utility or purpose that typically have very short lifespans. Meme coins refers to a whole range of cryptocurrencies derived from internet memes. Again, they offer little or no intrinsic value and are notoriously volatile. Such scandals have made many investors drop out of the crypto market, causing the price of one Bitcoin to plummet 75%. From the record high $68,000 in November of 2021 to below $17,000 at the time of writing. Despite their volatility, many still believe in the potential of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology to spark a new era of economic freedom and growth. To find out more, SpeakUp met with Robert Lerney, head of technology and distributed systems at Digital Catapult, a UK-based organization specialized in advanced digital technology. Lerney heads a team that looks for ways in which distributed systems technologies, such as blockchains, distributed file systems, and advanced cryptography, can be used to improve the way traditional companies function and operate. He began by giving us an update on crypto.
Cryptocurrencies are crashing right now. They have followed the general trend of the rest of the markets. One of the big reasons why they're falling is because they are very risky assets. So they're mostly used for speculation. They're mostly bought and held or traded by people obviously wanting to make money from them, which is fine. But they're the highest risk asset class. So when the rest of the market starts to fall, people are going to sell these first and move their money into more traditional places.
But, says Lerney, one thing is the volatility. Another is the technology that makes these cryptocurrencies possible.
There are other interesting reasons why they've been falling. There have been a couple of scams in the cryptocurrency world where systems have collapsed and traders have lost their faith in the market. But overall, I think it's probably going to be a lot like previous crashes where cryptocurrencies have lost 75, 80% of their value. But then the underlying core proposition around radically transparent value transfer or radically transparent access to data come to the top again and people come back in because they're really interested in what these technologies can do.
And, Lerney argues, at times like this, it's best to wait and watch.
In fact, you could argue that a crash is very good for a market because it means the bad projects will die and only the good ones that mean something will survive. So we'll see what happens in 6 months' time. It's always been an interesting space to watch. It's always gone up and down like crazy. And as long as you don't get too invested or emotional about everything, it can be very interesting to see which projects are happening and growing.
Crypto is mostly of interest to speculators. We asked Lerney why.
There were many promises in the early days of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, things like giving individuals back control and power over their own money. But these have not taken off hugely outside speculation. So people buying these coins, hoping they go up and then selling them or trading them. So these coins aren't used for the original purposes they were imagined. They're not used so much as money. There's a number of reasons why these are not popular with everyday people and are mostly in the hands of either tech people who want to play with these or speculators who want to try to make some money off them.
So, What future do cryptocurrency and its technology have?
These concepts about automating and opening up and building trustless systems all came from the ideas behind blockchain, and maybe the payment and the currency aspect are the less interesting parts of it. More, what can we reinvent in our society using these technologies? There are some interesting concepts that are being born with these technologies, and we're still in very early days with them. If regulators and if banks were to allow more experiments with these technologies, you could imagine many transformations to how we do things. So how do you know that the money you donated to charity really went to the project that it was said to go to? What if you could see a live tracking of the money you donated as it flows through the company and goes into the village in Africa or pays for that water pump that you wanted to buy? So it's about using these technologies to build better, more trustworthy systems to enhance sustainability projects and carbon tracking around the world.